For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And Peter, it is December already, which means the holidays are upon us already. Well, we got through Thanksgiving.
Well, we did.
We did.
As they might change the song, it's been a year to go down in history.
Right.
But not fun like Rudolph.
was that a year to remember or a year to forget? But anyway, I think that many people had to learn that there are alternative ways to celebrate the holidays. You know, the only way to celebrate Thanksgiving, it does not require you to amass your extended family around a single dining room table so you can infect each other and then go out and infect the world. That's not necessary. There are other ways to celebrate, be joyous, and connect to people. And I think people creatively found ways. Now, Art Park has coming up for the holidays on December the 12th, Taylor Mack with his show, Holiday Sauce Pandemic.
Exclamation point.
Exclamation point. And I think everything Taylor Mack does requires several exclamation points. And so who he is a drag performance artist, theater person who has done everything, including Broadway. Last year, you may have heard that somebody wrote a sequel to Shakespeare's Titus Andronicus. Had you heard this? Called Gary.
Yes, you talked about that.
That was Taylor Mack. Nathan Lane did that on Broadway. Deranged. Absolutely fun and deranged. For those who don't recall, because they don't teach that one in high school. Titus Andronicus is Shakespeare's first tragedy, by far his bloodiest. 35 people die during that show on stage. To kill any more, he'd have to start picking off the audience. So Taylor Mack, of course, does the sequel. How can he do it? Everyone is dead, and so it's two people, including Nathan Lane, cleaning up the bodies. He was artist in residence at Art Park. Just their luck, June 2020.
Well, not only that, he's a MacArthur genius.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a Pulitzer Prize finalist.
Yes.
If you look at the people who support him, it's like the list of supporters for a public television show. I mean,
right.
The arts community loves Taylor Mack.
Yeah, everyone but Kraft and Hallmark. Everyone, yes. Now, maybe they do too. They should. But the Pulitzer finalist was his show, A 24-Decade History of Popular Music, which was a 24-hour performance going from 1776 to 2016. Extraordinary. And so this is the guy. And so he is for Art Park doing Holiday Sauce Pandemic! Exclamation point.
Now, just to be clear, we're not all going to gather at Art Park, masks or no mask. It's virtual, and it's being put on by a group called Pomegranate Arts Productions. And it sounds like a really complicated Zoom, but boy, I think they're going to pull it off.
Well, 20 artists from around the world, and we got a question to Taylor Mack asking him, could he just explain to us what it is we're in for? Don't give the whole thing away, but give people a little taste of what a Taylor Mack Holiday Sauce Pandemic is all about.
Well, what to expect without giving too much away? This is a virtual vaudeville this year because I wanted to spend every December thinking about chosen family, how it helps you, how chosen family can sometimes be biological family and sometimes not, how you can live outside of the normativity and thrive in a world when you manifest the world that you want. So instead of dreading December and all the burdens that it brings, instead twist it around and make it something that's fun for you. The holiday time can be really rough on LGBTQIA community. It's a time when we're forced to censor ourselves when we're back at home, or often we'll feel the guilt of escaping that community because it's been a burden for us or been oppressive or hurtful to us. But at the same time, you always leave behind people when you escape. And so it's grappling with all those different emotions. And so here's some meditation on that, and here's some financial support through donations, and here's a big party. So that's what our show primarily is. And we've got a lot of different people joining us from all over the world performing. The Queen of Detroit Blues will be with us, and Stephanie Christiane and International Boy Let's Star Tigger will be doing a burlesque number. So it's a lot of fun, and we're trying to be inventive with how to do it virtually. We're going to be premiering a new music animated video. There'll be live elements, pre-recorded elements. You'll get to hear tracks from our album, and it's going to be real hoot. And you can watch it all the way to January 2nd online, or if you want to join us for the live bits, then that's December 12th.
And I'm delighted to say that part of this is that they are honoring local Western New York artist, transgender artist Ari Moore, who is a painter. Taylor Mac likes to honor more venerable members of the community, i.e. older. I have the distinction of having been painted by Ari Moore, my husband and I. And so you can either buy just the performance, it's $10. But for $20, there's an online after party where people involved in the show will come in and out. There is going to be making of cocktails, and it's hosted by me and my husband, Javier, and we will honor Ari. And so it supports Art Park, but it also supports the Pride Center in Buffalo.
And the newly named Niagara Pride Incorporated.
Yes.
Now, of course, folks can hear this again on the WBFO website, and we'll have links to Art Park and how to get tickets right there on the website. Or you can Google Taylor Mac Art Park.
Right. It's pretty easy to find. And I think that many people in the LGBTQ community know, particularly older people, that many people are unable to or have a difficult time during the holidays and have to find alternative ways to celebrate them or have to create their alternative families, as Taylor Mac has described. And I just love that Art Park's making this available in such a playful, fun, inventive way. And at the same time, making this extraordinary artist available to people in Western New York and Southern Ontario. It's pretty terrific. Or anywhere in the world, frankly, because it's online. You could be in Sweden and do this.
What I find so exciting is that this is the Art Park from decades ago. This is the Art Park I remember. Vital, inventive, bold, pushing the envelope. Not just a venue for retro rock groups, but a real arts purveyor.
Yeah, Art Park is very good about maintaining that, both retro-garde and avant-garde. They bridge the entire expanse, yeah. They're a pretty fun and funky group up there, and I'm delighted to be a part of it. So it's called Taylor Mac Holiday Sauce Pandemic, and you can find that online. For Theater Talk on WBFO,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.